We had not gone far when three cannons were fired ahead of us, with a noise that seemed to burst something inside my ear. "You are expected on board," said the sergeant to my convict. "They know you're coming. Close up there." We followed the soldiers and their prisoners to a rough wooden hut and a landing place beside the river. There was a guard outside the hut and three or four soldiers resting inside. The sergeant made some kind of report and entered something in a book. My convict never even looked at me. While we stood in the hut, he looked thoughtfully at the fire that burned there, but suddenly he turned to the sergeant and said, "I took some food. Up at the village." "Stole it, you mean?" interrupted the sergeant. "Well, I couldn't starve, could I? And I'll tell you where I took them from. From the blacksmith's. It was a bit of bread and cheese and some brandy and a pie." "Have you happened to miss such a thing as a pie, blacksmith?" the sergeant asked Joe. "My wife did, at the very moment when you came in. Didn't you know, Pip?" "So," said my convict, looking at Joe, "I'm sorry to say, I ate your pie." "You were welcome to it," returned Joe. "We wouldn't have you starve to death, would we, Pip?" The convict's mouth moved as if he wanted to say something more, but he suddenly turned his back on us. A minute or two later, there came a shout that the boat was waiting for him. We followed him to the landing place and saw him put into the boat, which was rowed by a crew of convicts like himself. By the light of the torches, we saw the black hulk lying out a little way from the shore, held by great iron chains. We saw the boat go alongside, and we saw him taken up the side and disappear. Then the torches were thrown into the water and went out, as if it were all over with him.